five.
One more time for the camera.
Damn!
Stop it! Everybody smells like that.
Put on some lotion. You've been playing in chalk. Damn! That was literally my middle school life.
Oh, no. Not me. It'd be like, Kyle, did you spill something? You have belly sweat. You're eight.
Oh my gosh. Nope, we're starting there.
Did you?
Yep. Dopio Gang. Oh, now it's awkward. Perfect. Okay, yeah, Dopio Gang podcast. Dopio Gang. No, it's called Dopio Gang for the listener.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what it's called. Listener. For the listener. And the reason why is because some of us learn through listening.
Oh.
Some of us learn through watching.
Oh.
And others learn through doing.
Mm.
That's why I'm here. My buddy Kyle Blazer's here. And the barista who does the most. What's your title?
Manager.
Manager of Evans Brothers Coffee Roaster Company.
Coeur d'Alene
branch.
And it's some of its affiliates.
And some of its affiliates. Wow, okay. David Holly, thank you for joining us on Coffee and Talk with Tyler and Kyle.
Yes.
Otherwise yes. Known as Dopio Gang for the listener.
Yes.
Kyle, thank you for joining me as well, sir.
Yes.
Gang. Remember the one with Hagen? And Caleb, and I was like, yes, it's sort of like that. Gang. And then Aiden was like, or Hagen was like, no. Oh, it was fantastic. So today we're going to break down the cappuccino. These fine young gentlemen have joined me this beautiful morning here in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, where the breeze is popping, the gulls are singing, and apparently there's a mountain lion on Tubbs Hill.
Right now?
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah.
Like this morning?
Literally, the word in the streets is that there's a mountain lion
on Tubbs. There's one spotted on Tubbs. I think the smoke drove it down out of the mountain.
Should we take this to the Tubbs, like filming and walking?
Well, I wish I could have. I was like, how can I rig this so we can actually
We're
film
here on Tubbs Hill, drinking coffee.
So today, the cappuccino. David, can you start us off at its most basic level? What is a cappuccino?
Well, as most, I feel like most people understand the cappuccino, it is a foamier latte.
Okay.
You have the espresso and you have the steamed milk, and the steamed milk is going to be a different texture, where it's going to be a little bit frothed, a little bit more airy. Mm-hmm. You can still get a really nice kind of microfoam out of it, which is really nice kind of extra creaminess to the texture. Traditionally it's going to be a smaller size, but as most people understand it, it's just a foamier latte.
Yeah. So the difference between a like specialty coffee shop cappuccino and like a traditional, like when the drink came out, style of cappuccino and like what people see at like a Starbucks or a coffee or like a 16-ounce cappuccino. What's the actual difference?
Well, there's going to be a lot more attention to like the texture of the foam. Mm-hmm. So you can get like a really super airy, bubbly foam that a lot of people, like when they come into a shop and they ask for no foam, that's what they're thinking. It's like they don't want this like really airy, kind of insubstantial foam. And so there's a lot more attention paid in like a specialty shop where it's going to be a little bit probably less foam than you'd get like at a Starbucks, or even like originally, where it's going to be a more of a dense kind of just really creamy kind of just stretched foam rather than like a really super airy, bubbly kind of foam.
So, and I also have heard my wife, who is a connoisseur beyond measure, that was like a bad French accent.
I like, is that what that was?
It was actually African, but thanks, you know.
Yeah.
So the difference between a dry and a wet, is that the kind of same? Is that like different verbiage for what you were just talking about? Or is that different?
A little different in that like a dry cappuccino, which I don't know where the dry cappuccino like came from. Yeah. But essentially a dry cappuccino at a, like a, for like someone who really loves a dry cappuccino, mm-hmm. It's going to be actually no milk. It's just going to be all foam.
I see.
So there's like layers to the cappuccino where it's like the espresso, the like the steamed milk, and then the foam. Mm-hmm. For like a dry cappuccino, it's just going to be espresso and foam, which is an incredibly wasteful drink because you're actually dumping a lot of milk to get that much foam in a drink. Yeah, so like a wet would just be more like the wetness would be the steamed milk, as opposed to dry. We're having no steamed milk.
Do people
but just
actually
the foam.
Order a wet cappuccino?
There was like when the dry cappuccino really kind of started to gain some popularity. There were shops who would ask like, you know, like, do you want this wet or dry? And so there was kind of like, in my opinion, enabling this like wasteful drink. And kind of getting that separation. You can ask for a foamy or cappuccino, but to do like a completely dry cappuccino, you're like steaming like twice as much milk as you need, and then like dumping like 3/4 of it.
Putting the cows to work.
Yeah.
And so that like, if somebody, an example of a really dry cappuccino, or even like a drier cappuccino, is like you finish your drink and there's like foam still on the
depending on like how you're drinking it. I mean, I've seen people drink their dry cappuccinos with a, you know, just like eating the foam with the spoon.
Oh, yeah.
And then like sipping the espresso, which I could kind of be nice. I can't deny that.
Yeah, it's like whipped cream.
It's right? Really like, but when they're super foamy like that, it's almost the same consistency as like the edges of egg whites when you fry an egg.
Oh yeah.
It's really weird. I know. It's texturally, it's like, put egg whites in here.
Yeah, it's like beet egg whites.
Right?
Yeah.
That's it kind of does.
Yeah. I've made a practice of when somebody gives me a dry-er cappuccino, I'll post it and be like, I need some lotion. Instantly, that's what I do. Oh, you're going on Instagram. No, that's cool. All right, we're going to take a quick break and make sure that everything is running properly, and we'll be right back. Cool?
Cool.
All right. Thanks, guys. All right, we'll be right back. Commercial break.
Ah. Brought to you by...
Oh, keep going.
Pampers. The diaper for children and adults.
Okay. That's called a pad. Yeah. I am so sorry.
Stretchy, washable, breathable. Pampers. Have you been wearing a diaper and thought, man, this is tight?
No!
Yeah, dead animals are not funny.
Not fun.
Not funny.
Unless they're grilling in my skillet.
Shout out to the Sesame Street, is that what that was?
Huh? What?
Sesame Street, remember the, not Sesame Street, the Muppets. Remember the chef off of the Muppets?
Oh, yeah.
That's what that reminded
Pretty
me of.
Birdie. Donut.
That's great. And we're back. Mm. With David Holly.
Yeah.
Kyle Blazer.
Mm.
And the rest of the Dopio gang. Here in the streets of beautiful Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. We've just gotten a report from Tubbs Hill and the Cougar / Mountain Lion. What's the difference between a mountain lion and a cougar?
Emotions.
Oh my god. Okay. There's going to be a big word on the screen when you watch this video that says emotions. Oh my god. Well done, sir. Well done. Cheers to you. Cheers to you. Cheers to you. That was great. So we're back. Nobody has died yet, apparently, from the mountain. We should have like got up and left as if we were going to go like find the wildcat. What's the difference between a wildcat, a cougar, and a mountain lion? I feel like a wildcat is more like a lynx but bigger.
I feel like wildcat's a general.
Is there a cat that's just
wild? Is it okay? It's Kentucky wildcats.
Like, is that a bobcat?
I think it's
maybe it's a bobcat.
I think it's a bobcat.
Bobcat.
It's a bobcat.
But like, there's just too many bobs.
Right. Well,
we don't want to.
Aren't there?
Are they? I don't know.
Shout out
maybe
to
they just bob and weave when you try to like attack.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Muhammad Ali!
They're, just, they're up in a tree, just literally like.
Anyways, back to the podcast. So, hey Daniel.
Hey Daniel.
Hey.
That's Daniel. He's great.
He's super.
Oh, there goes the wind. We're in a wind tunnel right now, so if you can hear that, I don't apologize, but thank you for listening. So Cappuccino, originally, so 6 months ago when we were doing this more regularly, we talked to Hagen over from Strata and Caleb from Union, and they were talking about the difference between the Cortado and the Macchiato. Mm. And we learned that the Macchiato was from Italy and the Cortado was from Spain, I want to say.
Somewhere.
What about the Cappuccino? Not America. Not Starbucks. Not Seattle. Cappuccino. Where's it? You know where that's from?
I'm pretty sure that's from Italy as well.
I thought so, but I just wanted to cover our bases.
Yeah.
It sounds pretty Italian.
Could ask Daniel.
Hey, Daniel, do you know where the Cappuccino's from originally?
That's two for Italy.
Two for Italy?
Also what I said.
I'll go with that.
Such confidence.
Yeah. No, buddy, no.
I mean, you can get them anywhere, right?
Yeah. You know what? You know the like. How much? Like, where in Italy do they grow espresso or coffee beans?
They don't.
Which is so interesting to me.
Wait, they don't?
No.
Yeah.
Where do they get the beans from?
Like Africa or South America?
All over the place, yeah. The general...
What are you guys up to?
Oh, just talking about coffee and such.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, check us out. Dopio_gang.
Dopio gang.
Yeah. Oh, man. Tyler, you talk way too fast and way too mumbled. Anyways, back to the podcast. So Cappuccino, what would you say is a perfect pairing of pastries with Cappuccino? And the reason why I asked is because a lot of people don't just come to coffee shops. Excuse me, that's gross. Cappuccino burp. I apologize. A lot of people don't come to coffee shops just for coffee, which is interesting because the very first episode when we did the Dopio, Josh McLaughlin talked to us about like in Italy or overseas in general where you just go and you get a double espresso, or you just get a, or even if you say an espresso, you just drink it and you stand there, take a few sips and then you go. Where versus here, it's more of a like, we're gonna sit in the cafe and hang out type culture if you're coming to a specialty shop a lot of times. But what would you say is like, you know, if you're gonna sit down and like pair it with something, what would you pair it with?
Pretty much any coffee, but especially like cappuccinos. I've always loved scones. Mm. So like a nice scone is like where it's at for me. Yeah. As far as like pairing with like a smaller kind of more espresso forward drink.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's take it back a little bit. Like so I was in my shower this morning getting ready for this podcast, Rubba Dub Dub, and I was thinking about the difference between espresso beans. Just to break down the ingredients a little bit, the difference between espresso beans and like other coffee beans, because my life pretty much revolves around espresso, not like drip coffee. Mm. But what's the actual difference in those beans?
Nothing. For a long time, espresso was roasted a little bit, maybe darker, to kind of bring out some more of those kind of like chocolatey, caramely kind of notes, but essentially there's nothing that would separate one from the other. Like it's just, it usually espresso is going to be a blend to kind of level out and make a really balanced espresso. So for instance, our espresso isn't super dark. It's kind of more of a medium. We have darker roasts and we do have a darker espresso blend that we sell. That is darker, but what we use in the shop is like a really complex, like sweet, but it is a blend as opposed to like a single origin. I brew our espresso as like a drip coffee and it's fantastic. It's really good. So like there's essentially no difference. It's just like what it's purposed for. You could have any coffee purposed for espresso and label it an espresso. There's actually no difference to the beans necessarily.
And another, I think, a very, not a misconception, but a lot of people see like espresso and they think because there's so little like quantity of coffee, that it's like a punch of caffeine. What I've heard is that that's not true. There's actually less caffeine in espresso than you would get in a normal cup of coffee.
Well, like, per volume, it's definitely more. But, like, it's about equivalent, like, two shots of espresso is roughly equivalent to, like, a 12-ounce big drip coffee.
Oh, okay.
So, like a 12-ounce Americano and a 12-ounce, like, a double shot Americano and a 12-ounce, like, cup of coffee. It's going to be roughly the same. So, I mean, per volume, it's definitely more. Like, it is kind of like a little punch, but, mm-hmm. So, like, you can't have an ounce of espresso and an ounce of drip coffee and expect more out of the drip coffee.
Right.
You're going to be getting more out of the espresso because it is concentrated.
Right. So basically the main difference is in how you prepare the espresso.
Yeah. Yeah. So I mean, you have like two shots in a 16-ounce latte or whatever, or Americano, you're going to be getting less caffeine than 16 ounces of drip.
Right.
But it's just kind of like, but if you up the espresso, then you're going to be getting roughly the same.
So do you think the difference between like getting a... quad shot Americano and like a 16-ounce drip, or not a 16-ounce drip, is it like the same thing?
Roughly.
So why would you get one over the other?
Preference. I mean, I know like at different times in my life, espresso has affected my body different than drip coffee. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I haven't wanted drip coffee because it makes me more jittery, or sometimes I haven't wanted espresso because it makes me more jittery, or whatever. So the form of caffeine, for whatever reason, I haven't really looked into the science of that, but it affects people differently. And so how you're ingesting it could play into your preference there.
Yeah.
And it could, like, espresso could affect you more than drip coffee. So you'd want the espresso because you want that bolt of energy.
Mm-hmm. I'll say that's why I love espresso, and that's why my world kind of revolves around espresso. Gang, gang, W, gang, 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 gang. And the reason why is because I have extreme ADD, but I hate Adderall, and I hate, like, pill forms of medication. Just for me personally, I'm not making a statement about what everybody else should do, and in any ways.
Shout out political statement on birthday.
I can do what I want, it's my birthday.
No. Oh.
But for whatever reason, like, espresso, like just two shots of espresso is like the perfect combination of like steamline and focus. It's, I don't know what it is as far as like chemistry, but it would be cool to like break down the chemistry of espresso.
That'd be fun.
Especially like neuroscience. Mm-hmm. That'd be great. So let's talk about milk just a tad bit. There's different types of milk, but the cappuccino, when we talked to Mariah and Micah over at Vessel, speaking on the Cortado, they were talking about the fattier the milk, the better, maybe the blend with the acidity. I'm killing that. I apologize, guys. I did learn something, but I forgot. What would you say as far as like milk? Because I've had a cappuccino with almond milk, and I hoped that it would be amazing, but it was disgusting.
Yeah, I feel like especially with like smaller drinks, just like the sweetness of cow's milk, just
milk of the cow.
Sweet
boy, cow. I sure do love the sweetness of cow milk.
Straight from the udder.
I mean, I try pig's milk, goat's milk, sheep's milk, and there's something sweet.
Oh my God, bro, where did you get pig's milk from?
Ailment.
Shout out South Idaho. And my wife. But the sweetness of cow's milk.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be like kind of, it plays with espresso in smaller quantities, like in like a smaller drink.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like a lot better than most alternative milks. Because those are usually sweetened to some extent, but it's just I think with the acidity it just doesn't quite mesh as well. And I've even seen some almond milk curdle in a more like acidic espresso, like like the almond milk kind of like plays funny, or like I've seen it with soy too, where it just, I think cow's milk is just an actual thing instead of like a kind of manufactured thing.
Right.
And so it's just a little bit more stable as a product, and can handle a more, it's like acidic environment.
Can you get the amount of foam you need for a cappuccino from the alternative milks or even like fat-free milk? You know how people ask for that?
Yeah, so like fat-free milk is really weird. Really weird. And so it like it gets like clumpy and like globs. You can, yeah, it's just, it's really strange. It's really strange. really, like, it'll just, like, be this, like, layer of, like, globular weirdness on top with like, fat-free milk. But you can stretch it. Just, it doesn't, like, stay integrated the way that regular milk does. Hmm. And you can get, like, a decent texture out of a lot of, like, the Barista Series alternative milks. Mm-hmm. Some are better than others. For sure.
I keep hearing that oats milk is better. Works.
The Oatly, especially. I haven't really tried the Pacific stuff too much. But it has a really nice texture. It steams really well. It tastes pretty good too. Like that has been like my favorite as far as all milk alternatives. Because it does play with the espresso a little bit better. It still kind of gets this kind of like bitterness. Within a smaller drink, but it's much better than most of the others, in my opinion.
Yeah. Hmm. Cool. Well, we'll break it there, and we'll be right back with Coffee and Talk with Kyle, Tyler, and David Holly of Evans Brothers Roasters Corp. and Company and Company Esquire. Let's make up as many words that are wrong as possible.
Yeah. What is that?
Evans Brothers Incorporated. Evans Brothers
LLC. Oh my gosh. Why am I not recording? Oh, I am recording. Fantastic.
Evans Brothers, brought to you by Crest.
Heck is coffee, but you
want to Does it?
No. I've heard. Quite the opposite, really. Evans Brothers makes your teeth white.
Oh, did I say that?
No.
No. I was like, wait, what?
Does coffee make you white?
Coffee makes you white.
No, good grief.
I don't
want to
be white. I
want to
be black. Oh, no. Now let me come back. Oh my gosh. Evans Brothers Coffee strips your body of all melanin.
No.
Wait, is that the same as melatonin?
No. I don't think so. No, I.
Because melatonin being stripped would make a little sense because I don't sleep well. Just kidding.
But neither do I. I take melatonin like every night. Not every night, but pretty. A lot.
Wouldn't it be interesting if melatonin like did darken your skin, like, and they didn't tell anybody for like a long time?
Right, everybody's trying. It's like a mass conspiracy.
Interesting. You have a nice tannish glow, but it's like that weird. Do you fake and bake? Nope. I just take melatonin at night to sleep.
No, oh, how did you get that nice creamy?
That's where ghosts came from. Yeah.
They never sleep. Logical. That's great.
High school textbooks, they don't have this stuff in them.
Yeah. You didn't learn this in high school, did you? Is this what they taught you in North Idaho high school? Oh, no. I had a really good question coming back into this.
Sorry.
I don't remember what it was. It had to do with milk.
Milk, oats.
I have it. Okay. Sick. And we're back. No. You know what the best is when you see somebody take a picture and they're like, I know somebody really well who does that a lot, and I'm not going to say who they are because they'd be pissed.
Mm. Chin tuck?
Yeah. Point your toe. Oh, gosh, I'm going to get punched in the face if they see this. Anyways, so here was my question. Why do people get iced lattes but not iced cappuccinos?
Oh, interesting.
I've had people ask for iced cappuccinos.
Mm-hmm. Did you laugh?
I suppressed it. because it's a texture thing. Mm-hmm. Because you can't get the same kind of texture. I mean, iced latte is just iced milk and espresso, but cappuccino being so, like, the emphasis being on the texture of the steamed milk, the foam, mm-hmm. and all that, like, there's just no way to replicate that in a iced drink because it's all one cohesive texture.
Yeah.
I think there's a new drink at Starbucks where they like put like steamed something onto iced drinks. So that's kind of in a similar realm.
Witchcraft.
You gotta watch out for salmonella.
It's just a raw beet white egg whites.
That's my. Yeah. I'm just gonna ask.
It's a protein shake.
One of my favorite things on an ice latte is chilled egg whites.
The best rump sounds are the ones who like that like. Oh my gosh, Josh is here! Look at that sick bite! Oh my god.
Zach.
Come say hello to the people, Josh. We're doing a podcast right now.
Oh my gosh.
Good thing you have a kickstand.
Come in. Come on. Get in here, Josh. Yeah. Hey. Come on, bud. Come on. Get in the camera.
Squeeze in.
There you go. We still got everybody. Dude, we're talking about cappuccinos and the new witchcraft drink of iced lattes with...
don't do it.
Egg yolks on top.
Oh, no.
Is it egg yolks or egg whites?
Egg whites.
Egg whites on top with a caramel drizzle.
I was like, where did this? You can get this in
just beat egg whites.
Yeah. I'm probably going to get sued because of this. Oh. Is Doppelganger in my name?
Time to wake up, guys.
What's it? Up.
Oh, that's good.
Shout out to David's Circadian Rhythm.
Is it the Circadian Rhythm?
Is that what it's called?
I don't know, the Spark.
The Arcadian.
I believe it's the Arcadian.
Arcadian?
No. The Stadium Arcadian Rhythm.
I was
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
I'm pretty sure that's wrong.
Hashtag Little Peps.
Oh my god. Well, they call me.
this was really fun. Right?
Okay, good to see you. Thank you for coming. Oh, also, thank you for your help with the WLG Latte Art competition. We definitely shouted you out quite a bit. I hope I didn't hit you with my ring just now. That would have hurt.
No, it's okay.
But thanks, man. Thanks for joining us.
Hey.
Celebrity right here. Second place in the Doppio Gang Latte Art Throwdown. Shout out to that B. Hopefully get to
him. Oh, yeah. What up, B?
What up, cuz?
What up, B?
Just little B kisses.
Later.
Bye, Josh.
Get to work.
Josh. Love you, bud.
Have fun working.
Get to work. Oh, that's right. So, what, David, speaking of having fun working, what's your favorite part about being a barista? Here in beautiful Coeur d'Alene at Evans Brothers Roasters. Where did you start, though?
Let's shout out to Grumpy Monkey.
Shout out Grumpy Forever! I'm gonna split Reed Woosley in Dabba's Throwdown. Grumpy Forever!
Woolsey.
Oh shit. I'm sorry. What did I say? Woosley? I just wanted to be Woosley so bad. What is it?
Woolsey.
I apologize, Reed.
Reed, if your name was Woosley.
That's such a. Maybe I did my first cat Woosley. I'm gonna name it Reed Woosley.
Shout out Reed Woosley.
Shout out Reed Woosley. And it's not even like spelled Woosley either.
Sorry,
Reed. Reed, if you were from the South, that's how you would say your name. Reed Woosley! That's anyways, you started at Grumpy.
So that was kind of started by Caleb Duke.
Shout out, Daddy Duke.
Shout out, Duke Daddy. That
sounds real weird.
Oh, that sounds
Duke Daddy, yeah. I'm just getting names wrong all the time.
I know I can't move the camera, but is that an ant legitimately moving that huge chunk of thing on the ground right there?
Where
do you see this?
Oh, now it's paused.
Where? Is it
Jarvis? We'll cut this out.
Okay.
No, I want to get this on camera.
To the left. Do I need to show you?
Left.
Oh, whoa. Yeah, you see it moving? Yeah.
Where?
Is that an ant, or what is that?
You guys have great... Oh, my God. It's a ladybug. We're gonna get this. Okay, back to David. And how you started in coffee?
Yeah. So Grumpy Monkey was my first coffee job.
Uh-huh.
Caleb Monkey. Duke gave me all my foundations. Mm-hmm. So I was there for a little while.
I've heard that he gave a lot of people here their coffee foundations.
Oh yeah, he's kind of when you think about like Strada Hagen, who worked at Grumpy, I'm not sure if that was his first coffee job, but I know that was a formative coffee job. Uh-huh. We got Mariah from Bessel now, Reed, Juliana over at Coeur d'Alene Coffee. Mm-hmm. I think those are the only ones. I'm probably forgetting somebody. I mean, like Tim Morissette. too. Mm-hmm. He was just a customer who Caleb would like just bring behind the bar for a while. Yeah, and he just bring the behind the bar and like, hey, you can go ahead and steam this.
That's awesome, Caleb. If you ever want to do that for me or with me, I'd love to learn so I can get some of these good latte art competition prizes. Oh, I keep saying competition. I apologize to all the baristas out there who hate me for that, but get over it. Anyways.
Wait, what is it?
Throwdown. Does it really matter? People really care?
Okay. I have never seen anybody throw down.
Behind the scenes, I have.
Have you?
I've seen some pretty upset people before at throwdowns.
No, but did they throw anything down?
We throw the milk down every time.
Yeah.
Oh, fair enough. Hmm? I stand corrected. Hmm?
Yeah. And they do the little, like, cleaning thing.
Pitcher rinsers are like...
So when you're really frustrated, just...
Shout out to Daniel putting Nos in the Evans brother. That just made my day. Shout out. Rest in peace, Paul Walker.
Say hi to Vin.
Wasn't his name Vin in that movie? No, what was his name in that movie, in the Fast and Furious movies?
I don't remember.
Carl. Looks like a Carl. That's great.
Peter!
Douglas.
Richard!
Bye, Daniel.
No, you have a lovely drive back to Sandpoint.
Eat all the huckleberries.
Nice.
Huckleberry Fest.
Try to stay away from Hawaii.
2018.
Huckfest!
Huckfest!
Oh boy, gotta say that real enunciated wise otherwise.
Oh my god.
Don't slur that.
We are not cutting out any of this. None of it has anything to do with cappuccinos, but it is great. So what is your favorite part about being a barista? Like why did you get into the world and kind of stay in
it? So there are the two things that really kind of locked me into like the coffee scene in general was I loved learning something new. Mm-hmm. And I feel like there's even still there's like so much to like coffee, so much to coffee, and so much to learn. Mm-hmm. That it's really like held my attention for a while now. And there's still like so many aspects of it that I haven't like really delved into as far as like roasting, sourcing, growing. Like there's like so much behind the scenes stuff with coffee that I still to learn. Mm-hmm. But the other thing was just kind of the atmosphere of people. That's one thing that really, like, I got into coffee in a time where I really needed to be around people. Yeah. And the community and the family that Grumpy Monkey was and that they kind of had as in a customer base as well, mm-hmm. is something that really, like, locked me in and really made it, like, a really, like, edifying and just really good experience. And I feel like I've been able to be in that in every job that I had. There was like when I was in Nashville working at Barista Parlor, the crew that I was working with there were they're just fantastic people, and mm-hmm. just like that kind of like family and community that I found within baristas, and also being able to have that part in like the customers' lives, like that's something that like I've made good friends through customers and mm-hmm. And you know, it's just like that's one thing that I've always really enjoyed. I mean, not every person is
great move. What'd you say? He did like a little spin move off the curb.
Tripped. No.
That's really like the people and learning has mm-hmm. been what's kept me in coffee.
Nice. And do you think that even like as a barista, offering people that when they come into any shop that you work at, I mean, that's what really as a coffee consumer, that's what I look for in a coffee shop. Come on, have a seat, bud. Don't just sit, stand there looking cool.
I was just inspecting.
Fancy new haircut. Come on, man. Come on.
I got it.
Just 2 seconds.
Get to work.
Come on, 2 seconds. Just say hi to
your boss. Says you can.
Oh, your boss. Oh, no, bro. I ain't with it. So this is James. James,
Oh, this is the thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, you got 2 cameras on you right now.
What up?
Yeah. Oh, gosh. He's wanted by the FBI. That's why he left Arkansas. Tax fraud.
Oklahoma.
What did I say? Arkansas? I think I've said that like 7 times.
That's okay. It's the same thing almost.
Is it?
Well, kind of. Oh. One's Cowboys and one's a Razorbacks.
That's true.
Razorbacks, isn't it like a pig?
Yeah.
Have you ever been pig hunting?
A wild boar.
Only in a helicopter.
He just shoot him.
Oh my gosh. Did but you like jump out of the helicopter? Get him!
With a spear. Just like,
that'd be so tight though. Shout out my main bad girls.
I've never seen a wild pig before.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. And apparently there's tons of them down there.
I heard they're just rooting around.
Yeah. Hey! Wilbur, get out of my yard!
It's been really real.
Yeah, good to see you.
Hi, James.
Thanks for all the coffee talk. Guys, we hear Josh. James! We're having a rush! I don't even remember what we're talking about.
Why David loves coffee.
Why David loves coffee. Oh, I remember.
Bring that into, yeah.
Shout out to my ashy knees. I'm real insecure right now, but it's okay. What I was saying was, I love, that's what we look for in a coffee shop. Like, we've been to some coffee shops in town even, where we're like, this just isn't it. Because, like, the people don't necessarily, not that you, that I want to be welcomed in every moment, but there's like a feel to coffee shops when you go in there. Mm-hmm. And I think the baristas and the people who own the shop and the people who are just, even like the regulars there, like, they play a big piece in, like, the customer base.
Mm-hmm.
I've been to shops close to this one where you go into the shop and, like, everybody looks at you like, what are you doing here? And I'm not coming back. Like, I love the people who work there, and I, like, you know, it's just weird. Like, I at the same time, like, I don't want to spend my money somewhere where it's going to be, like, I'm going to feel excluded, maybe.
Yeah,
like you're not supposed to be here, but you're here. But there are a lot of shops that in Coeur d'Alene and everywhere we've lived, we found at least like two or three shops. But definitely here in Coeur d'Alene, there are the majority of the shops, I would say, you go into and everybody's warm and friendly, and they are in the business with the mindset of, like, this is customer service and I'm gonna respect that. Not necessarily that they're in the business because they love customer service or because they even, like, are, like, super nerding out about coffee, but they accept the fact that people are coming there to a certain degree, not escapism, but, like, it's nice to go into a coffee shop and have a conversation with the barista or the coffee professional and just for that 20 minutes forget about the crap that's going on in your life and just hang out and talk.
Yeah, well, you think about it, it's like a bar.
Yeah,
I think people go for the bartenders a lot of times. Mm-hmm. or the regulars. So
you talk, David.
I apologize. It's all right. Just on touching on that, I feel like it is like the barista's responsibility to kind of set that vibe and set that environment of like acceptance. And cause it's really easy to just like kind of be dead to customers, and then that's kind of the vibe that, like, mm-hmm. I mean, people come for that sometimes, I think, you know, so they know they go to a place and they know they're not going to get talked to.
Yeah, no, that's true, actually.
But, like, that's, like, just who I am and who, like, I want to be. I want to be, like, a welcoming, friendly person.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what I try to do. Yeah, I work. And I've been fortunate to like work with some really awesome people who also have a similar mindset. And that's one reason I like Evans Brothers, is that they really want to be like inclusive and accepting and just like really like be able to love on everybody. And that's who they bring into the company. Like Rick and Randy sit down with every new employee before they get hired just to kind of like make sure that they're going to fit that kind of emphasis and perspective. And that's one thing that like Caleb really built into Grumpy Monkey, mm-hmm. and the people that he brought in there have been like, are still friends, you know, like we're all tight. So yeah, I think it's important to keep that perspective as a barista, just to be welcoming and accepting. And I mean, you don't have to make friends with every person that walks in, but
mm-hmm.
but to
if
like
you want to, you can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To come have that the mentality of that being a potential is kind of a cool thing.
Yeah, no, I think you make a good point. Some people come to coffee shops, to certain coffee shops, to not be talked to, and I think, I mean, as far as like customer service, I think there are a lot of baristas in this area who hold that line very well between mm-hmm. understanding totally. When I'm in a rush, understanding when I just need to like head down, get to work, or like when like a customer just needs somebody to talk to or listen to or be listened, you know what I mean? It's really cool. So, yo, that's your cousin, right?
Yeah.
What up, shout out, Dre, James. I was going to call him Drummer James. I didn't want to label anybody.
I kind of like Drames, though.
Shout out Drames. Come say what's up to the people. Come on, Drummer James. Come say what's up. Come on. Come on. Get in here.
Yo, what's up?
Yeah. Right. Some of the best sneaker game in town, hands down.
Hell yeah.
Oh, sneaker game.
You know, his sneaker game is on point. I see him probably more than, like, just, you know how you, like, randomly see people around town? I probably see him more than anybody else in this city.
And every,
hey, cuz!
Every time he's like...
Swing. That's awesome. So, guys, thank you for coming on the show. Let's break down the cappuccino. I'm going to say cortado. Let's break down the cappuccino one more time for, just so we are... We've covered our bases.
Yes.
The cappuccino is?
Traditionally a smaller drink. Mm-hmm. A little bit of a, you know, double shot of espresso is what we do.
Uh-huh.
A little bit of steamed milk and a fair amount of the foam.
And you never want to forget the plate.
Yes.
Always the saucers. Oh, bug
in my mouth. Oh, no, this brings a good point. Stirring, I know, we're not ending. Stirring the latte art opposed to just drinking it as it is.
I mean, that's just kind of preference, I feel like. Stirring it in kind of further integrates the texture into the entire drink rather than keeping that kind of, like, separate layer. Yeah. So you can, like, essentially, with respect to, like, a cappuccino, you could, like, suck the foam right off if you want to just enjoy just the foam.
Just the foam.
And then you have, like, a latte underneath, essentially, if you just suck off the foam. But, like, stirring it up kind of just integrates it more into the entire drink. And if you, like, stir it, like, continually, like, as you're, like, sipping, you have, like, a cohesive drink the entire way through, which is kind of a nice experience. But it's kind of preference. I don't think there's a right way to do it. It's what you enjoy.
Yeah. Well, fellas, thanks a lot.
Yeah.
Gang, 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 gang,